Eric Francis joins us in just a sec. He had this to say about our next subject. Have a listen.
There's no chance he'll ever play in the NHL again.
So, leaving it to translation, please welcome Eric Francis, folks. Nice to see you. I wasn't even here for that and made news.
I won't change my tune. Just because he signed a PTO doesn't mean he's going to play in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, Eric Francis, NHL insider, Calgary Sun, Sportsnet West joins. How's your summer been? We haven't talked to you in a couple months.
I have had a phenomenal summer. My summer has been pretty carefree, a lot of golf. Nobody wants to hear that. That's okay. I'm do a lot of cottaging. It's all good.
Oh, good for you. Nice. Listen, we're obviously talking about Devin Setoguchi, who was in Calgary a little bit, and he signs a professional tryout contract with the Toronto Maple Leafs. First, can you break down what the professional tryout contract is? It the Leafs basically saying, hey, here, we'll give you a chance, zero guarantees, come and try out, and we'll see what happens?
Yeah, it's no different than inviting you to camp and saying, give it a whirl. And I'd say you guys probably got about the same chance of making a go of it. I don't mean to make light of it. I mean, Devin Setoguchi's had to work on some off ice issues and
Abuse issues.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about that, nor does the rest of the world. But the point is, he's had some work to do, and apparently he's gone and done it. But you know, the reason why I write him off is because we saw him here in camp last year. And, you know, it didn't work from day one. I mean, Coach Bob Hartley gave him a lot of chances, put him on the top line in some preseason games, and even during the regular season, really wanted to give it a shot with him. Because on paper, I get it, it makes sense, but in reality, it doesn't. You know, you look at the numbers and you see former 30-goal scorer, two-time 20-goal scorer after that, 28 years of age, got the size. You think that, you know, you just think, well, he got lost somewhere along the way. We can help him refine that touch, that scoring touch. Eighth pick overall. Like, there's a lot of things going for him. But when we talked to him last year when he got here, and he was 27 years old at the time, and he's talking about how he really started to realize that he had to basically put a whole lot more into preparing for the season and working out and doing the work that you had to do to get ready for the season. And I'm thinking, you're 27 years of age and you just realized that? That, to me, said it all. And then when you see him play, not only is he not able to score anymore in the NHL, defensively, he's quite a project. So I don't think that anyone needs to come down hard on the Leafs or say what a joke it is that they're inviting him. I think it's a creative attempt to try and resurrect someone's career and address a need in Toronto. But I'm just saying that I just think the odds are so stacked against this. But again, there's no risk. It's not like they signed him to a one-year deal like the Flames did.
Yeah, and getting back to his off-ice issues, Glenn Campbell tweeted from CTV a while ago that taking advantage of a second chance, Devin Setoguchi said he's gone to rehab, been clean and sober for 5 months, and was close to signing with the Leafs. That was August 11th. So that is from the horse's mouth. So we're not telling tales out of school, whatever the issues were, that appears to be substance-related. And that brings me to my next point. There have been a lot of guys that have salvaged very good careers, and who knows how long they've struggled with substance. Who knows how long they've struggled with weight, or maybe some mental issues. But a lot of guys have had those second chances, and really turned them into great careers in the NHL. So I don't know. You've seen him play. You've watched him play firsthand. Does he have what it takes, skill wise, if he puts all the other stuff together, to be able to make a run?
Okay, so I'll answer that by saying, you know, he had a great junior career, scored 30 goals pretty much every year. I think he finished like top 10 in scoring in his last year in the dub. You know, he comes to the NHL, he plays alongside Joe Thornton and puts up some great numbers, some crazy numbers. And then ever since he's been off Joe Thornton's line, he's not been able to produce at all at the NHL level. So I would answer that by saying I just don't think he has it. I think he was the benefactor of a great playmaker, maybe, you know, one of the top five playmakers of this era in Joe Thornton. And then after that, he basically, you know, was an 11, 12 goal scorer with a defensive downside. Mm-hmm. So I don't see where that fits into the National Hockey League after, you know, a handful of years of basically being dormant as a scorer. And again, I don't want to, you know, I'm coming down on the kid. I'm just basically trying to pour a little cold water on people who are getting all excited and saying this could be a really good project. I get that if he's sober, if that was the issue, and, you know, he hid that well if that was part of the issue. You know, he's a healthy scratch a couple times in his career, and people now look back and say, oh, that's because of his drinking or his you know, abuse issues. I don't know about that, and I can't speak to that. And I don't even think it's fair that anybody even addresses that. The point is, on the ice, you know, he hasn't been able to cut it for some time in the National Hockey League. Hey, great, great that a guy has put in the work and is going to be given a chance. I mean, that's what we all want in life, a second chance. But, you know, the expectation should be kept very, very low on this one.
Last question for you, Eric Francis, NHL insider for the Calgary Sun and Sportsnet West. Are you surprised Olli Jokinen hasn't signed somewhere yet?
I would put that acquisition in the same category as this acquisition. Okay, they're going nowhere, and it's again creative. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Right?
Yeah.
But Olli Jokinen, yes. I'm a big fan of Olli Jokinen, as you know, because he really puts in the work.
Yeah.
And it shows every night when he shows up and gets his 12 to 14 points.